Good afternoon, everybody. Once again, thank you very much for being on this call. April 27th, as the end of this week is May 1st. It's been a long process. Thank you very much for everybody continue to attend on these calls. We've got all the healthcare professionals on the line right now, and I heard Dr. Canton. So with that, we'll hand it over to you, Dr. Canton. Thank you.
Thank you, Mayor Perry. Good morning, everyone. So this morning, I can announce that we have had no new positive cases across the Porcupine Health Unit area over the last 24 hours. The current number of confirmed positive cases remains at 58. As of the end of the day yesterday, over 1,715 COVID-19 tests have been completed across the region, and 43 cases have now been resolved. The Porcupine Health Unit has been conducting and monitoring our own epidemiological surveillance and monitoring our numbers in consistent manner with the province and Public Health Ontario. And we will be providing some more detailed reports on our website starting this week, which will then be updated on a weekly basis. So I'm just going to give a little preview of some of the information that we have gone through at this point in time, and I just need to highlight a couple of things before we go on to surveillance and epidemiological data for the Porcupine Health Unit region. So one is these numbers will always be to the end of the previous week, so the discussion I'm going to have now is with respect to data up until 5:30 p.m. on April 25th, and obviously this is so that the data analyses and calculations can be made. And the other thing that we need to keep in mind is that our population is quite a bit smaller. And so when we look at data and we look at numbers, we need to keep in mind that some very small changes can have a significant impact on percentages, on things like that, compared to areas with higher populations. So it's something we always need to keep in mind as a smaller health unit when we're looking at numbers. And in the end, the most important thing is to keep in mind that we know it is circulating, we know we can take measures to prevent it, and we need to continue doing that. So our testing rate across the Porcupine Health Unit area is 2014 per 100,000, which again is above the rate that we see across Ontario. The percent of positive tests as of April 25th is 5.1% for the Porcupine Health Unit, which is compared to 6.7% for Ontario. At this point in time, the majority of Porcupine Health Unit cases are from Timmins, and the next largest area is from Matheson, Iroquois Falls, Cochrane, and Smooth Rock Falls area. The majority of cases have been between 50 and 69 years of age, and although the most common exposure to COVID-19 has been through contact with a confirmed case, there's also been links to international travel as well as institutional outbreaks, as we continue to share. The most important message is that we have seen evidence of community exposure and transmission, and this is when we do not have linkages as above, either travel or other cases. We have been highlighting this for several weeks now, the need to assume and act as though community transmission, and thus that there is potential exposure to COVID-19 in every community across the Porcupine Health Unit. I think the one thing I would like to flag is the fact that we've seen cases that are contacts with a confirmed case is another example of the important public health process in the investigation of COVID-19 cases. The individuals that we've been working with who have been identified as positive cases have been extremely forthcoming. They've been extremely helpful in following not only the public health guidance, but really informing the investigation process and enabling us to identify individuals that need to be monitored closely, and thus individuals that may need testing because of potential exposure. This shows that the public health process of identifying cases as early as possible and following them and monitoring for exposures is so critical and really works. And so we again thank all the cases and all the contacts who end up having discussions for kind of weeks on end with our public health nurses and the team here at the PHU for their tremendous dedication to the process and reducing spread as well across our communities. Again, seeing community spread, we cannot emphasize enough the need to continue to follow strict hand washing, physical distancing when out for essentials, even if you're out in the outdoors enjoying the good weather, making sure that we're spending time with immediate household members only. These are the steps that are absolutely our best opportunity and are the most critical to reducing the spread and helping flatten the curve across the Porcupine Health Unit. The health unit continues to be notified when the lab has someone in the be notified by the lab when someone in the region has tested positive for COVID-19. Public health nurses are currently following up with those active cases. I believe there's 12 right now who have tested positive, as well as those identified as close contacts. Please visit the website to learn a little bit more about the health unit's response to positive cases. We saw yesterday that the Ministry of Education announced all publicly funded schools will remain closed until at least May 30th in an effort to keep students, staff, and families safe from COVID-19. And from a Porcupine Health Unit perspective, this is definitely a very positive move, as we have been saying that the public health measures remain critically important to reducing the spread across the Porcupine Health Unit. We know these measures work, they make a difference, and we continue to follow them across all health unit communities in order to protect all community members, reduce the spread, as well as try and reduce or eliminate potentially tragic outcomes. It is critical that we all keep working together to stop the spread of COVID-19. Only go out if absolutely necessary, practice physical distancing, and do not visit with people outside of your immediate household. We need to remind individuals again that if you have symptoms, even mild ones, we encourage you to call the Porcupine Health Unit or your primary care provider as we continue with the enhanced surveillance strategy across the region. This will help determine where we are across the Porcupine Health Unit with respect to cases and our own curve. We also want people to be aware that although the test may be uncomfortable, it is not generally painful in nature. It is called a nasopharyngeal swab, and this means essentially that it's a swab that's longer and smaller than a Q-tip, but sort of the similar idea that is inserted into the back of the nose very quickly to collect a sample. It's obviously doesn't sound comfortable to anyone, and it can be a little bit uncomfortable, but it is relatively quick. And the providers doing it all across the region are very professional and supportive. The testing is extremely important for us to identify those cases and conduct the important contact tracing and follow-up necessary to reduce any potential spread across our communities. There are COVID-19 assessment centers in Smooth Rock Falls, Hearst, Kappus Casing, Timmins, Cochrane, Iroquois Falls, and Horn Payne. Please remember that you require an appointment and call your primary care provider or the Porcupine Health Unit for a referral for an assessment. Stay the course. COVID-19 is circulating in our communities, but we can make a difference, and we are. Continue to follow the public health measures. Stay home, stay well, stay kind, and please try and stay positive. Merci, thank you, Megwich.
All right, thank you, Doctor. To Blaise McNeil from the Timmins and District Hospital.
Good afternoon, Mr. Mayor and everyone on the call. As I've said before, the safety and well-being of our staff, physicians, and patients remains our top priority. We will continue to work closely with the Porcupine Health Unit throughout the outbreak investigation at the Timmins and District Hospital. As a community, it's our continued responsibility to ensure we're all doing our part to slow the spread of COVID-19. The measures public health officials have recommended are not easy, but they have been put in place to avoid a widespread tragedy. We are all in this together. The number of COVID-19 cases in Ontario have now surpassed 14,000. Of those, over 35% are attributed to community exposure. While these are provincial statistics, we know that the virus is still circulating in our community. It is increasingly important that we continue to abide by public health measures in the coming weeks. Every one of us wants to see these measures come to an end, but it has to be done through a slow and measured steps. While recent reports of positive cases in the community have been low, the level of danger remains high. It remains vital to our community and our healthcare sector that we stay the course together. The staff at Timmins and District Hospital are committed to being there for you when you need us most. We're asking you to stay safe, stay home unless it's for essential travel, and please wash your hands often. Thank you.
All right, thank you, Blake. From here, we'll go to the media if there's any questions for the health units or the Timmins and District Hospital.
Hi, Dave. It's Bob at Moose FM. I have a quick question for Dr. Catton. Doctor, you mentioned that...
hearing none, then we'll move on to the Cochrane...
Hello, Dave. It's Bob at Moose FM. Sorry, I was still muted. I have a quick question for Dr. Catton. Doctor, you mentioned that the rate of positive tests coming back based on how many have been conducted is 5.1% compared to 6.7% in all of Ontario. I'm a little confused because up until last week, there was some mention that the rate in Porcupine Health Unit territory was three times the provincial average. Was I missing something there?
Hi, Bob. I can't really comment on numbers that were provided on previous calls. This is our epidemiological data as of the end of last week. We are higher than some other northern health units, which I believe has been mentioned previously. But at this point in time, given the numbers, which, again, as you can appreciate, will continue to fluctuate based on not only the numbers of positives, but the numbers of tests completed throughout Ontario and the Porcupine Health Unit. So at this point in time, we are at 5.1% positive tests.
Okay, thank you very much.
Perhaps, Bob, I can explain what happened there. First of all, the epidemiological numbers are more reliable, or the most reliable. I did a rough calculation of the number of positive tests we're seeing per 10,000 population, simply as a comparison across the north, and that was showing a higher percentage of positive cases in our public health unit relative to larger population centers in the north. So that's the reason for the discrepancy, but by far the most reliable numbers are the numbers produced by the epidemiologist.
Okay, thank you for that.
Okay, any further questions? Okay, then we'll move to Brian Marks with the Cochrane DSET.
Thank you, good afternoon. Yesterday we had 28 calls with the emergency medical services. 15 of those calls were in Timmins, and 6 of those calls in Timmins failed the screening. Paramedics continue to aid in the assessment centers in Timmins and across the district. Just like to remind people that if for some reason they do have to call 911, to please answer the questions, the screening questions, as accurately as possible to aid in our paramedics' preparation before they arrive on scene. In terms of food security, last night at the Lord's Kitchen, 76 meals were distributed, and an additional 24 were given out as emergency supplies. At the McIntyre yesterday, 37 meals were provided to the 14 patrons who resided at that site. We now have 24 patrons residing at Northern College location and 12 patrons residing at the Living Space location in the transitional units on Cedar Street. Living Space personnel continue to remain on site 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, monitoring social distancing and providing supports for the homeless patrons. Thank you very much.
All right, thank you, Brian. Next we'll go to Steph Palmatier, City Clerk.
Thank you, Dave. For the week of April 20th to April 24th, the city received 22 complaints or inquiries regarding COVID-19, 13 of which required follow-up or investigation by an enforcement officer. 9 were general inquiries or straightforward questions. Since April 1st, the city has responded to or received 82 total complaints regarding COVID-19. Further to that, I would just like to remind the public that public boat launches are closed in accordance with provincial orders. We seem to be getting some inquiries about that, so unfortunately, we have to follow the provincial mandate, and these will remain closed until further notice. Thank you.
All right, thank you, Steph. We'll go back to the media for any questions.
It's Bob at Moose FM again. I have a question for Brian Marks, and I'm hoping that buzzing sound stops. But anyway, Brian, is there any movement towards reopening daycare centers? I know this is the Timmins call, but I also know that the town of Cochrane is awaiting approval to reopen its daycare centers.
Yeah, thanks, Bob. So we have opened centers as per the provincial order that allows for just to open for emergency workers who require childcare services?
Yeah, but I'm talking generally the daycare centers that serve the public.
Yeah, no, at this point, the provincial order remains in place.
Okay, thank you.
All right, any further questions?
Yes, hi, this is Jean-Loup from the French CBC Radio Canada in Sudbury. I had a question for the mayor. So the Ontario Premier is going to announce today how the reopening of the province is going to happen. And in other provinces, there's been some talk about reopening the regions first, the more northern regions like ours. And I was wondering what you thought about that. What do you think that would mean for the tenants area?
Well, actually, sir, I don't have a thought on that at all until I hear what the premier has to say. I think he's on at 1:30, and we'll listen with great interest as to his what the province's plans are on the reopening.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, any further questions from the media? Okay, hearing none, then we'll get our closing remarks from Mayor Peary.
And once again, as always, thank you everybody out there that's dealing with this COVID-19 pandemic on a daily basis, putting yourself and your loved ones at risk. So thanks again. I do want to make an announcement that just to reinforce another announcement from the province. It came out on Saturday, but they have extended the Ontario parks to remain closed until May 31st, 2020. Christine Elliott, Deputy Premier and Minister of Health, and Jeff Yurick, Minister of the Environment, Conservation and Parks, issued the following statement. In order to keep Ontario safe during this COVID-19 outbreak, our government is extending the closure of Ontario's provincial parks and conservation reserves to May 31st, 2020. Once again, this is a provincial order. This includes car camping, backcountry camping, roof accommodations, day use opportunities, access points, and all public buildings. Provincial parks and conservation reserves will continue to remain fully closed to all recreational activities. So that would have come out on Saturday. Today's Monday, just to ensure that it's been well heard. Continue to thank, obviously, our organizations and groups that are helping and continue to help to a great extent with this situation. The Lakeshore has committed 2,500 K95 masks to the city. So thanks very much to Lakeshore. These masks will be well used. And of course, our fire chief, Tom Logan, will ensure that they get to the best possible place. Another thing, and this is those that are assisting with feeding our homeless. Please help support those restaurants who are providing food to be distributed to our neighbors in need. It's a small thing, but if you can order takeout from these businesses, it will help to maintain staffing and help them continue operations. You can find the list of vendors on the CDSAB website. So again, thank you to the community. You've noticed that Chief Gauthier has no report. Everything's under control. We're doing what we should be doing, and we'll get through this. Thank you. To everybody being involved in the process. Thanks again. Bye now.
Thank you, Mayor Peary, and thank you to the members of the media for helping us get the information out.